Cheryl changes tact. You almost got two stepdaughters about your victim's age. What do you think the impact would be on them meeting someone like you when you were 20? I mean, they'd be traumatized. They'd be, he's quiet for a minute. I can't think of the right word. I'm stuck. He looks down into his lap. You're getting ready to become a parent, Cheryl says, so I'm really challenging you. What kind of person were you then? The person you wouldn't want your stepdaughters to meet now? I didn't care about anything. I was drinking, using drugs. I just wanted to get my rocks off. It didn't matter with who or at what age. We try to talk to them, the kids, about that because, well, they're like my kids. I've seen you grow up, says Cheryl. You came to us with an F you, F me, F whatever attitude. Now you've got these two girls and you get to tell them. I was the 20-year-old boy who couldn't wait to get with some sweet little 15-year-old. And you can tell them you didn't give a rip about that girl as long as she was going to like you. I mean, you didn't force her. You didn't trick her. Well, I didn't trick her. And I did. Cheryl smiles. Thank you for correcting me. I tricked her because I had the nice car. I used what I had to my advantage when I wanted. Did I trick her into a dark alley? No. Was it mutual? Yes. But I had nice things. I was able to buy the drugs and alcohol. So yes, I did trick her. And I don't want them to get tricked, even if it's mutual. They're too young to know. Later, she asks Rob if he would want to talk with his victim in person if he could. Honestly, no, he said. I've got a good thing going right now, and I feel like I heard that I just screwed her life up. It would send me into this spiral. But that is what empathy is, Cheryl says, sitting across from your victim and listening to her and understanding how she feels. She tells him a story of a client whose neighbor found him on the sex offender registry and confronted him in a grocery store. You hurt a child, she yelled at him in the cereal aisle. This patient, Cheryl says, had a moment of self-realization. He dropped to his knees on the linoleum floor and said, I used to be that man that did those awful things to the little girl, and the amount of regret I have is sometimes unfathomable. That, she argues, is truly taking responsibility for your actions. I would meet with her if she wanted to, Rob says. I would just be scared. It would be hard.